WHDD presents Susan Says.
So the liar, liar, pants on fire person, who somehow is living in the White House, makes about 8,000 lies in the last 2 years. Yeah. But this week, three whoppers came to light. The supposed billion-dollar deal with a foreign company named Foxconn, which was to go to Wisconsin, my home state. Nope, it's not happening. Whoops, what happened? The tax cut for businesses, which would promote jobs and wages. Nope, didn't move the register more than 3 points. In essence, did nothing. And all the intelligence branches of our government, that's all, testified that deranged Donnie was wrong. That's a kind way of saying liar, liar on everything. Everything? That's everything? And when will the Republicans go for the 25th Amendment, which is obvious? How long can we wait for impeachment? Forget Mueller. It's obvious. A sick, perverted, liar, liar, fat pants on fire is in the job. Enough. Now let's go to something more fun. Roger Stone, that scary swinger, bow-legged, self-proclaimed trickster. He lied about his influence with Nixon. He was only 19, folks, at the time, but he did get that tattoo, which I guess says something. It's on his back. He says he has been persecuted worse than Osama bin Laden. Nope, if only. The reformed liar, Michael Cohen, is now going to testify behind closed doors because of credible threats by the MAGA maniacs. And guess who else? Yeah, the president. Remember the show To Tell the Truth? Where is it? We need it now. Oh boy, do we.
Susan Silver was one of the original writers of such TV classics as The Mary Tyler Moore Show, Maude and Bob Newhart. She lectures and teaches sitcom writing and had a column on the New York Social Diary called The Search for Mr. Adequate. She hasn't found him yet. Appearing on TV and radio often, she expresses her views on life and opinions on everything.